This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jalen Polk.
You know the truth, the real that's going on and the work that's being put in, you know, behind closed doors. So, you know, we just keep continuing doing what we're doing as a team and keep building and just keep working.
I get the feeling that you guys like the fact that you're underdogs again in this game.
Oh, yeah. You know, it don't get no better than that because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, whenever we get that dub, you know, it's not going to be easy for sure. We got to go get it, but yeah. it's going to feel 10 times better.
Tell me about Michigan's defense, that secondary in particular. When you watch film on these guys, what do you see?
You know, number one defense in the country.
Yep.
You know, those guys are going to fly around each and every play. You know, they're very fundamental, guys that, you know, don't miss assignments a lot. And, you know, they're going to be very critique and critical on their job and what they're doing. And, you know, everybody's going to come bring their A game. And, you know, we got to make sure we're doing everything possible of preparing the right way in order for us to, you know, go out there and get that win.
Yeah. Is this the best football this offense has played this year, what you're doing right now?
Man, we've been doing it all year. We've been doing it all year, man. So, you know, for us to just keep continuously doing it again, man, that just shows you what type of team this is. And, you know, I feel like the best is yet to come, and we got one more to show that.
Yep, and then just for you, the opportunity, the moment, transfer from Texas. You came here a couple years ago, and now you're four quarters away from winning the first national title in 33 years. What does all that mean to you personally, man?
Man, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. You know, got a lot of great people around me, you know, that's, you know, supporting and just pushing me each and every day just to bring the best out of me. You know, I got a great group of guys in that receiving room who just continuously to bring the best out of you each and every day. So, you know, when I say it's bigger than me, it's way bigger than me, man. You know, like I said, it's a lot of people that, you know, work their tails off every single day and they deserve it.
Yeah. What do you say to the fans spending a lot of money, right, on airline tickets, hotels, game tickets? Some I've heard are even driving down to Houston for this game. To those fans that are making that commitment, what do you say to them?
You know, we appreciate it. We appreciate the love that's been shown countless of years.
And you feel that?
Yeah, man. And you know, the energy that, you know, just remembering running out of Husky Stadium in the last game and just all year long, and, you know, just the support that they've shown all year long, man. They deserve that. They deserve, you know, what's to come and what we're about to go do. And, you know, I can't wait for it. You know, there's so many fans that season ticket holders that's been there for years and years and years, and man, and they've just been waiting for this, you know, this chance and this opportunity. So, you know, that's another thing when I say it's bigger than me. It's so many people, you know, in this town and in the state of Washington that's, you know, been doing this for a long time and been rooting for us and supporting, you know, throughout the ups and downs, and, you know, they deserve it.
I love it. Go get it, man. Appreciate this.
Thank you.
Jalen, you've been through a lot since you got here. You know, you hurt yourself on the first play of the year ever for the University of Washington, and from that time till now, is this something that you even thought was possible?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I always had that vision, you know, that mindset of, you know, whatever it is, you know, I'm ready. You know, if that's good or bad, or, you know, a lot of times you always want, you know, things to work out in your favor. But, you know, for me, it's different for me, man. I just continue to just run God's race and continue to go his path and, you know, follow his footsteps and let him guide me, you know, through everything. And, you know, he's been able to pull me through the worst and get me to the best. So, you know, just continue to keep my faith so high and, you know, keep working hard and keep it moving.
JP,
sorry. No, go ahead.
Have you ever played a game in Houston just with the proximity?
Nah, first time.
What's the JP cheering section going to be like for that one? Much easier trip.
Yeah, man, I got a lot of family coming from Lufkin. Only an hour, 45, 50-minute drive. You know, I got a lot of friends and family in Houston as well, so Looking forward to a packed house of a lot of support.
When there is that much support and it is so close to home, do you try to kind of block that out? Are you responding to texts this week, or like what's your approach when there is that much attention on you?
I mean, yeah, of course. You know, a lot of people hit me up supporting and giving the good looks and, you know, the text that's just checking up. But, you know, I feel like, you know, just keeping the main thing, blocking out the outside noise, you know. Don't listen to it too much. Just stay focused, and you know, just understanding. You know, I got a lot of people, a lot of family that's, you know, out there that's gonna be supporting and watching. And you know, I think for me, my biggest thing is just making sure I put on a show for them. You know, they take out their time, and the whole Husky Nation just take out their time to come and support us. And you know, I'll be wrong to not be going out there and doing what I'm supposed to do to make it happen.
I'm sure you guys had a good celebration in New Orleans after that game. Was it a pretty quick turnaround to get on the flight the next morning?
Oh, yeah. We got up right up the next morning. I got our bags back, had a team meeting, and, you know, we all left and got on the flight.
Thanks. I gotta ask, who's Jennifer?
Jennifer is my lovely mother, a hard worker, you know, makes sacrifices for, you know, our family and for, you know, me to be able to be where I'm at today. You know, I love her to death, and, you know, she raised me to be, you know, who I am today. And, you know, I really appreciate everything that, you know, she's been able to do for me and, you know, for me to be able to do the things that I'm doing now.
She obviously talked about sacrifice and trust, right, between you and her, but how did that carry over to the team in terms of sacrifice and trust and get you guys to where you're at today?
You know, when you think about sacrifices, man, I just remember my mom going to work in multiple jobs, and in order for, you know, me and my little sister to have food on the table, clothes on our backs and stuff like that. So, you know, when I think about sacrifices with this team, just going out there, you know, and giving my best, you know, giving them my best, you know, going up and making certain catches that, you know, a lot of people, you know, are scared to go make, you know, just jumping in the air, you know, putting your body on the line, you know, in between the lines and just going to war for your brothers. And, you know, with that comes trust. So whenever you look to the person next to you, you know that, you know, they're going to do everything they can in order to make it happen.
Roger Rosengarten.
What's this turnaround like, man? I mean, you win the biggest game of your college career on Monday, and now you have 6 days to prepare for the next biggest game of your career.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest turnarounds ever. I definitely had a good time with my family and buddies after the game, but and then we had to get on the flight. What was it, 9 o'clock in the morning, next morning? So it's been a big turnaround. But I mean, coaches, I mean, they flew back right away on their flight, and then they started game planning that night. So right now we're full force on Michigan, and we're ready to win this game.
Yeah. What was that Monday night like for you? We heard no curfew, right, from the coaches. So what was Monday night in New Orleans after that win like for you?
Oh, man, I went and enjoyed the city of New Orleans. That's I'll just leave it at that. But no
details?
No details, but I went and saw my mom, my dad, and my buddy, his brother, after the game and hung out with them for a while, and then went with a couple teammates and just enjoyed New Orleans and just went back. No curfew, like you said, but and then next morning, man, I didn't get much sleep. So
how long did it take you to flush that and move on to Michigan?
Not very long. I mean, I had that day to kind of just say, wow, that was a crazy game. But I mean, you had that whole day, and then the next day you look at, I dove right in the film, guys I'm going against, interior guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just played the two best interior defensive tackles in the country.
Yep.
And, I mean, they give us a great look, and these guys at Michigan aren't far behind them. So.
Right, right. Number one defense, total yards in the country. What do you see from this Wolverine front four, front seven?
They play hard. I mean, all those guys, they rotate a lot, but all those guys play hard. It doesn't matter who it is at this point. We're all playing for that one big national championship, and it doesn't matter if it's the two deeps, three deeps. Everyone's going to go as hard as they can, so we're going to get everyone's best.
Does it really feel like just another game? You guys have had that 1-0 mindset thing, the cliche of all cliches all year long. Does it really feel like just another game right now?
I mean, you definitely got that in the back of your mind. You're playing for the national championship, but for us, my mentality, and I know at least for us on that line, this is another game that we're prepping for, and we got the margin of error is even smaller for this one, so we're excited for the challenge, and we're going to do whatever we can and strain to pull out this win.
What does this chance mean to you, man, to have this opportunity on Monday?
It means everything. It means everything I grew up for, working as a kid, wanted to play Division I college football, and then obviously you're playing for the biggest championship in all of college sports, in my opinion. So yep. it means everything. It means a lot for my hometown, the city of Seattle, and definitely bringing home one for the university.
Go get it, man. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Softy.
Raj, what time was that flight on Tuesday morning?
Oh, he was at man, the tarmac was like super busy, so we didn't end up leaving around like 1 or 2, but we had to get up for breakfast at like 8 in the morning and had a team meeting at 9, so yeah, it was super backed up on the tarmac, so it was somewhere around there.
And everybody made that flight?
Yeah, yes, everyone did. There was no man left behind, so I think so. So yeah, but it was early flight, but it was definitely one that I'm going to remember for sure.
I feel like just traveling for me, like, I don't know what day it is anymore. I have no concept of time. What's that like for you guys?
Yeah, obviously we've had to go across the country for that Sugar Bowl, but the traveling, it doesn't affect us too much. The coaches and the staff do a really good job of planning out the schedule and giving us time to recover from missed sleep and missed opportunities for recovery, but they definitely treated us right. I mean, we still got after it today at practice. Definitely lighter on the physical day, but we're still, every moment we get where we get a hit, we're taking full opportunity of that.
A whole bunch of you guys played Michigan a couple of years ago, but you guys were a much different team then.
Yeah.
Do you get a chance to sit back and think about just how far you've come from the last time you saw those guys?
I mean, absolutely. When I think of Michigan, I think of that 2021 game and the national championship in 1991. Those are the two big games that I think of. And that last memory I have going down to Ann Arbor was not a good one. That taste of leaving with that lost. I mean, I didn't contribute. I played shield on punt, and that was about it. But times are a little bit different now, where I'm the blindside protector for the Heisman in my eyes, and hope everyone else's eyes. But it's definitely way different. But and I treat it as another game for me, and the same amount of preparation goes into it.
Big picture, why is this Michigan defense better than probably most that you face so far?
Yeah, they're very, very good on their depth. I think they have a lot of 2-deep guys that can definitely go play at other Big Ten programs. They all play super hard, like I mentioned before. Their edges and their interior defensive linemen, they're all really good, technically sound players. They're a very well-coached team, and any mistakes that they make on defense, we have to capitalize on that.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fonzo Tuitala.
That Pac-12 was a real hit for me just because it was my first one. So being able to win that was very huge. And then obviously continuing on the journey. So that's what it is, just taking it step by step right now.
Now, what's been the coaching up process? Just to tag on, what's been the coaching up process from the coaches to get you guys ready for the Pac-12 semifinal and now here?
I think just being able to trust in us as players because we have a veteran team. And the guys that are vets been together for a while since Coach P era. So I think the relationships that we built and being able to stay true to what the schemes and the trust they give us, I think that's the biggest part for us.
How important was connecting, making the trust early on in August?
In August?
Yeah, I mean, when you guys started.
Like fall camp? Oh, very huge, very huge. We already had 1 year under our belt with the coaches, and so it was just another time to rally it up. And then once we got into flow, it was nonstop after that.
You were asked about, I'm sure you were asked about the Michigan run game.
Yeah.
They like to do.
Yeah.
But it's kind of bully ball in terms of difference than Texas.
Yep.
Do you feel that way in this way now? What's a different game plan for you guys?
I mean, yeah, Texas throughout the years have shown that they're a tough physical team. And so for us, honestly, it's just another game where we get opportunity to go against that. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we line up, go against each other. That's what people want to see. That's what we work for. So we just leave it to the game to handle that. But I think for us, we're not going to make it more than what it is. Just continue on focusing ourselves, what we have to do, and just go out there and let our hearts play.
How important is pre-snap and not getting you fall into whatever pre-snap stuff they do and staying disciplined with eyes in the back?
Yeah. So they do a lot of shifts, trades, motions, kind of similar to Texas, but they do, I think, a lot more, and that's the biggest thing for us. Always been the biggest thing for us throughout the season, just having good eyes, be able to communicate, getting everyone on the same page, because all it takes is one person to not do that, and that's the difference between an explosive play. So I think that's a big thing for us.
And then is the importance of that, knowing where the play is going to end? I mean, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to everything, you know, you see the eye candy going this way, knowing what you study the film and knowing that it's finally going to go there.
I mean, like, you're never going to know truly what they're going to run. All you can do is prepare the best you can. So you probably, you know, luck comes with that. So say you call out a play you think is going to go here, and if it happens, then that's good. You prepare for that. But I think the biggest thing is staying true to your eyes, staying true to your responsibility, because at the end of the day, luck will find you if you do your job right.
How much is all the preparation that you guys have done, the specific details in that final drive, Texas, like for your defense to have the ability to go win that game?
That's big, man. That's big. That's not the first time we've been in a moment like that. If you put on the tape, we've been in a lot of back against the wall moments. And I think that's the greatest part about football, is being able to have those strong relationships and, you know, be on that stage, being able to handle that moment together. We all looked at each other. We all took that breather. And it's just another, like, just like practice. You know, we prepped for that moment, and be able to handle that was a very, very great moment for us.
How much does it help that you guys have so many returners experience in that moment? Because to keep a level head,
that's very, very important. Like, you can really tell when the vets are out there, the experience to be able to connect with each other, the chemistry, the communication is all that much easier, and it flows that much more smoothly. So I think it's a big one.
Does it help to get that kind of win and seal it?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You don't get 14-0 if your team's not unified and the relationships are not built. And so hopefully when y'all turn on that tape, that's what we show out there. We play with each other. You know, we trust in each other, be able to have that. And that comes from all the stuff we do here and off the field, be able to just go hang out with each other, learn about one another, and that's it.
How do you guys handle just all the chaos that goes on around a game like this, the short turnaround, the media attention, pomp and circumstance, man?
I mean, it's nothing different, man. Just being able to, you know, we can hear the noise, we hear what everybody's saying, but just being able to focus, keeping the main thing, and that's what we got going on. Mm-hmm. That's our schemes, that's the mindset, that's our team mentality. As long as we do that, we'll be just fine.
Yeah, for a local guy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Tell me about what this means to you. There's not many local guys. There's a lot of guys from Colorado, California. Yeah, yeah. What does that mean to you to be a part of a team that could do this for the first time in 33 years?
It's huge. It's very important to be being able to represent for back home, Federal Way, 253, but just Washington State in general. You know what I'm saying? Be able to be here and play for my hometown, and then hopefully put the patch of winning a natty. That's huge. Just not for me, but my team, the city, the state.
Blake Corum, when you watch this guy run the ball, does he remind you of anybody you've seen so far this year? What do you see from this guy on tape?
No, he's a solid running back. You're going to get everything from him. He's very versatile and just all around back and can do everything. So I think that's a good thing for us, being able to get that challenge, that opportunity to come against a great back like that, and to be able to stay true to ourselves and believe in each other.
What do you think the hour, 90 minutes before this game in that locker room is going to feel like and look like, man?
Man, to be honest, I don't even know. But when we get there and after the game, I'll let you know. But all I know is that we're just going to be ready. We're going to trust in each other, get all our keys right, and just be focused getting up to the game.
How much of a step has this defense taken in just maybe the last month or so, in your opinion?
Huge steps. Like, I mean, from the regular season, we did a lot of things, had a lot of things to clean up. But I think in terms of just handling those crucial moments, being more detailed with our fundamentals and our responsibilities, I think that was a huge step for us.
And then Elijah has had an up-and-down year. For him to make that play, how happy were you? How happy were the team, the teammates for him?
Well, we're very happy. But again, like I said, we prepped for those. So I knew EJ. Like, none of us were surprised. We looked at him. We were like, we're happy for you. You prep. You knew we was going to make that play. So I think it was just a surreal moment, just happy for him.
Yeah.
And it was great, man.
What does J.J. McCarthy kind of show off on film? When you guys have played some great offenses, obviously. Yeah. But what does J.J. McCarthy look like to you on tape?
I think just being able to run that offense.
Yeah.
He's really the mastermind behind everything. He's very well connected, and you can tell that him and his receivers, even the running backs, tight ends, have chemistry. They know what he's going to do, and he knows what they're going to do. So that's a good thing to be able to face something like that. It's kind of similar to Mike, you know, in our offense, being able to make moves and shift everybody, knowing where they're going to be, knowing where to put the ball, and knowing where they're going to catch it. So that's very good for us, being able to see that on tape from him.
Elijah Jackson.
The opportunity that God's given me has been good. I feel like Coach Juice, the whole coaching staff, Coach DeBoer, and also my teammates have done a good job of helping me develop as a player and a man. And I feel like we all feed off each other, so it's definitely been a great experience.
What was going through your mind on that last play against Texas when the ball's in the air?
I feel like you're in the moment now, so it just you fall back on your level of training. You don't rise to the occasion, you fall back to the level of your training. So I feel like we prepared the situational football. Coach Juice and Chuck Murrow did a good job of just getting us ready for different situations. Too many drills, finished the end of the game and things like that, and little tendencies that they might do. Like, we knew that he was a big fourth down, third down threat, so we kind of – certain things like that.
What is a different challenge here that Michigan presents as opposed to Texas in their passing game in particular?
I feel like they're both good, two good teams, two good receivers. I feel like the tendencies might be a little different, how they orchestrate their offense. Not a lot of hurry up and tempo, a lot more huddle. So we'll get, but it's a lot of, I feel like now this deep into the season, we've seen a lot. So it's a little bit of here, a little bit of here. We've seen it all. So I feel like they do a good job of, you know what I mean, motioning, shifting. But I feel like we're going to be locked in, and Coach Juice, Coach Murrell, Coach Staff have us locked in.
How important is being disciplined in pre-snap?
It's very important. You can understand a lot about what they might do pre-snap. So pre-snap is a lot. This down and distance, who's lined up where, where the quarterback, is he under center, are they pistol, shotgun, a lot of things. So your pre-snap reads are like your preview. So you're just not out there playing every route, trying to play blind, you know what I mean, things like that.
All your life, you guys have won games, even coming down to the last minute, close games. I think it's 10 in a row, it's within a touchdown or something like that. Again, here you are, one more. I mean, you probably expect it to go down the wire again. I mean, it's a championship game. The mindset of this team doing that has been amazing all year. Can you comment on that a little bit?
I feel like it's just a family aspect. Everybody leans on each other. I made the last play of the game, but it wasn't me necessarily. God helped me, and also my teammates. A good pressure from the line. Everybody was where they're supposed to be. And pressure's a privilege. That's all I like to say. So every one of my teammates, Jabbar Muhammad, Thaddeus Dixon, they wish they were in my position. You know what I mean? Because everybody feeds off that. Everybody wants to be in that pressure moment. So I got the opportunity. I got the privilege to be there. But I know each one of my brothers would have wanted it. You know what I mean? They would have wanted the game on their shoulders. So I appreciate them for that.
Elijah, when you lifted up on that play, the timing that you lifted up on that deflection, can you talk through why you jumped when you jumped and just how all that ended up working out?
Our coverage, I saw the ball the whole time. So just – you know, playing basketball with my friends in the IMA, every little thing translates. You know what I mean? I knew from the previous play, he likes to jump and turn inside. So, and I knew the quarterback would try to float up because of the pressure that was coming. So I knew he couldn't really get anything quick off. So, I took the opportunity.
What have the last couple days been like since making that play and sort of the reaction that everyone's had to that play?
It was cool for a day, but then we have a next, you know what I mean? People remember what you do, not what you did. So it does. This play doesn't matter. The play and all that doesn't matter anymore. This game doesn't matter. We're focused on Michigan. So none of that, yeah, none of that. It was cool for a day, but we have a 24-hour rule, so after that, it's all done.
Okay, so within that day, what was the coolest thing that happened in that day? Coolest part of that day?
I think the coolest part was just, you know, being there for my team. You know what I mean? My team needed me, I showed up. I feel like that's really important because they've been showing up all year for me. You know what I mean? When everybody feeds off each other, everybody shows up. When the offense is down, the defense shows up. When the defense is down, the offense shows up. So I feel like just me having the opportunity to be there for my brothers felt very, very important to me.
I've heard a lot of people talking about that play and comparing it to the Richard Sherman tip in the NFC Championship game about 10 years ago. I mean, what do you think about those comparisons and kind of the history making aspect of it?
Yeah, I think it's real cool, but I feel like the history aspect is we're not done yet. You know what I mean? The story's still being written. So I feel like our history is just beginning. We have one more game, and then we can, you know what I mean, when all the dust settles, then we can talk about history. But right now, we're chasing something great.
Elijah, did you go to Ann Arbor 2 years ago?
Yes, I did.
Were you on that trip? Mm-hmm. What's your lasting memory of being in Ann Arbor last year or 2 years ago?
Well, I was young, so I just was like, dang, this is a huge stadium, a young crowd, you know what I mean, everybody singing. But I just remember Kyler Gordon, Trent McDuffie, all my older friends just being out strapping in, locking up, you know what I mean, and us just the run, you know what I mean, just little things, the run, just little things. But it's definitely, you know what I mean, I'll remember. It's not like I you ever forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.